Welcome, everybody. Shin number 1373. We're learning today. Lila Nishmas Moshe Deliv Ben Rabbanan Zisul. Lila Nishmas Blima Bas from Moshe Lerufur Shalem Rafol Yeshua Ben Sien Ben Zisul Necha Lerufur Shalem Yehudis Chava Bas Libar Nina. Getting back to a malacha of Mechatech, measured cutting. Okay, so an interesting, we pretty much went through the various different klolim last year. We want to get into some practical applications, just a few ins and outs. The Sefer Zacha V'Shama brings down an interesting concept that, what about cutting a hole? If somebody cuts a hole in a can, a box, or a carton, or something like that. So that there is a problem. There are other problems. If somebody cuts a hole and makes a usable hole in a can, that's a problem of Asiyas Pesach, which would be Tikkun Manu, which would be Makah B'Patish, completing an item on Shabbos. That is also to do. But do we say possibly that the concept, that the malach of machatech, one will be over? Again, this is a little bit hypothetical. It's not something, you know, because a person can't, you can't cut a hole in a box, or in a can for a usable purpose, bechlal, but we want to just know in general, you know, how do we look at the malach of machatech? Then we could apply it with other items also. So he brings down, he brings rise from the bottom that to cut a hole into a can, a box, or a carton is not considered machatech. That's not considered measured cutting. Even if one is particular about the size of the hole. I want a certain size for this can. I want a certain size for this box, right? So you can't do it. We can't do it because of the fact that you're now making a usable hole. You can't do it for the because of the malacha, like we just said, makah b'patish tikkun mana. You're making what's called a nekev yafa, a usable hole, which is part of the malacha makah b'patish. Okay, but be it as it may, this is because he says just further. But we want to try and stress the mechatech part. This is because mechatech means to change the overall size. Size or shape of an item. Again, that's mechatech. We said a person has to have specific kavana or intent, which you do have over here, but mechatech is a changing the size or shape of an item. Whereas this case, for example, if somebody just made a hole, the size and shape of the item is retained and just a hole is cut into it, right? I still have the same can, I just have a usable hole, which is also to do Alts Nekev Yafa, making a nice hole, but it's not, that's not, there was no change in the actual size or shape of the item per se. For example, to cut, he brings an example, which nobody's doing, but just to get an understanding, for example, to cut out a mail slot from a front door, which obviously does not affect the shape of the door, would definitely not be considered mechatech. Of course, it's also to do als boina, soiser, all these various different other malachas. Obviously, all that can't be done. Other things could be kareya as far as when it comes to the box also. But again, these are all hypothetical cases. But again, just getting the klalim, as far as mechatech would not apply because the door is the same door as it was before. It just now has a hole in it. If somebody goes and shaves down the door, or you take, let's say, a piece of wood and you crack it in half, and I want a bedavka 3 inches of this piece of wood, then even though I might be using my hands, I take a twig, for example, right? And a person says, I need a 3-inch piece of wood. Or a person wants to make a toothpick, right? We spoke a little bit about that. I need a toothpick. So what am I going to do? I'll take a branch. I'm in the forest, whatever. And I'll just, I'm not getting into the muksa part. Obviously, these things are all muksa. But assuming whatever the case is, a person took it. And so muksa they have also, but they'll take it and they'll break it off. I need 3 inches. I want to make a toothpick. I'll carve it a little bit at the end. Now you have a different shape item. You have a different shape of piece of wood that I could now use to pick my teeth. Or I need a piece of twig to do something and I need Dafka exactly 3 inches. Just give me an example. So when I break that that twig or that piece of branch or whatever the case is, and I want to break off exactly 3 inches, so that would also be mechatech, even though I did it with my hands. I did a measured cutting, because it could be that this would be to say that that's one of the ways of doing it. We said you need a utensil, not you need a utensil. So this is another interesting thing, even though the poskim do bring down. What about when I'm walking? I'm stepping on twigs. Let's say I'm walking in a place where there's not so much grass, but you have twigs, you have broken pieces of wood or whatever, so maybe I can't walk over there because every time I'm breaking, no, because that's no problem, obviously, because I have no kavana for any size on anything that I'm walking on, so the malach of mechatech would not apply in that instance. So that's one interesting One interesting fact that he brings down does the Sefer Zachar V'Shama, making a hole, and he brings down some interesting rise from the bottom, which he says, making the part of the Shulchan Aruch in Simin Shin Yudalit, actually, that talks about, and another place that talks about making an actual hole in different items, Shin Mem a little bit, whatever the case is, does not really talk about Machatech, measured cutting. It talks about just making the hole, which is not allowed, but it does not talk so much about the measured cutting, the Machatech part of it. So that's an interesting thing to keep in mind. He does end off. If, however, it may, however, be also to make these holes in the can, box, carton, whatever, because of the malacha of kareya or makabapatish, again, depending on the situation, what's happening, what's going on, and so on. Now, I just want to make, so he brings down that case that a person may walk on twigs, like we said, that are no longer attached to the tree, although it's inevitable that they may snap the twigs under their weight or whatever, because there's no specific intent is there, but obviously to take their hands, but in a manner that involves major effort is also midrabanan, since to do so it could also be muksa. You can't do these things anyways, but be it as it may, as far, obviously a lot of walk, that's not the issue. We're talking about if somebody actually picks it up in the hand. So you're dealing with muksa, you're dealing possibly of the dechal or whatever the case is, but if somebody does not have a specific intent, it would not be mechatik. And of course, regular walking, we spoke about in the past, in general, these things are no problem. Even if somebody walks, somebody has on their shoes, we spoke about, they have like a letter A or something like that, or a company name, they walk in snow or they walk on dirt, you know, we spoke about certain issues, certain times it would be with like cleats from sneakers is a problem, but regular lettering on the shoe, whatever, the person's just walking, so that in general we say is not a problem. It's just the regular way that a person walks. Okay, I just want to end off with one practical application, because we said we're trying to get to the practical applications. Again, the klolim are not too many over here. So he goes through the next section. He goes through again for all from the Sefer Zachar V'Shama. He says like this on page 7. On page 7, Sefer Zachar V'Shama, the malacha of machatech min hatayr applies only if it's done in the efficient, in inefficient and correct manner, as to the rule of the malachas. Accordingly, the types of hard materials such as wood must be cut with an implement such as a saw. Right? We spoke about that from the Mishabura. Bir Alacha talks about that. For the activity is considered machatech min hatayr. However, to break them by hand, we said, or one's foot in an awkward and unusual way of cutting these materials down to size. If somebody gives like a karate chop to a piece of wood and breaks it in half, so that would be, and they have in mind specific size, that would still be also midrabanan, but probably not min hatorah. Similarly, to tear a length of thick cloth on a roll is mechatech midrabanan, but not min hatorah, because the cloth is usually cut with scissors, he brings down, but again, it's all also midrabanan. Okay, so now he brings down, however, to tear paper, or what comes up, could come up a lot, aluminum foil, right? I need a piece of aluminum foil, right? We always talk about pre-cut aluminum foil. If somebody knows they need aluminum foil on Shabbos, you have to make sure it's cut from before Shabbos. But now let's say a person goes, they don't know, they take a piece of aluminum foil, and I need the dafka, 2 feet of aluminum foil to cover this thing, to cover the pot, to cover, I don't know, whatever the case is. I need exactly 2 feet, or I need a foot of aluminum foil. I'll measure out the foot. I cut that piece. I need 6 inches of aluminum foil. Now I go and cut it, right? Even with my hands. So he brings down. So besides, you would have two problems. You would have karei amenas l'sak and tearing for a constructive purpose. And now the fact that the person had in mind a specific size, I need 3 inches of aluminum foil. I need 6 inches of aluminum foil, or let's say plastic wrap. They take a plastic wrap, and again, I need 6 inches of plastic wrap to cover this plate. I'm putting away my plate, right, with the food in it. I want to get a piece of plastic wrap, which I didn't cut before Shabbos. Now I'll cut off a 6-inch piece. I'm just giving you example, you would have two problems. Again, karei, tearing for a constructive purpose, and since I have in mind the amount of size, I need 6 inches, I need a foot, and that's what I have in mind. So that would all be osur min hatorah, even though you're doing it with your hand. That's what he brings down. However, to tear paper, aluminum foil, plastic wrap, okay, saran wrap, or whatever the case is, to a required size with one's hand is an act of mechatech min hatorah. So that would be taka osur min hatorah. As far as mechatech goes, and also as far as kareya goes, but over here you have mechatech also. It's min hatorah and not midrabanan, because the paper, he finishes off that the paper, And similarly, other soft materials, like we said, saran wrap, aluminum foil, whatever the case is, are commonly torn to size by hand, right? How do you tear off your piece of aluminum foil? With your hand. So aluminum, saran wrap, or whatever the case is, paper that people use their hands, since it's the regular way to use their hands, doing so and the specific intent, specific size, is also min ha-Torah. Similarly, to snap a thin cane, a matchstick he brings down in half so that they can be used for a certain purpose, also will be mechatech. Okay, that doesn't come up too often, but also that can't be done. Again, the point is over here, like we spoke about, if it's done the regular way, it is usher min ha-Torah. So the fact somebody did cut this aluminum foil or whatever the case is, or paper, you'll say, well, I only used my hand, I didn't use a kli, I never used the utensil, so it's worst case the rabbanan. No, it's usher min ha-Torah, because that is the regular way, since you had regular specific intent, and also one would be chayiv for kareya, tearing for a constructive purpose. Thank you for listening. Hatzlacha and bracha kol tov.